tomorrow, so we're all just ready to get out there and finally get a chance to hit each other in the face.
You have to hold yourself back a little bit.
Yeah, we do, especially as a linebacker group. We definitely want to go out there and hit people. So, no, man, we've just been kind of loose right now, but we're just ready for tomorrow to come.
What do you learn from day one to a day two? How much can you learn?
You know, you got to pick up stuff more faster. You know, the playbook is going to continue to come at you, and the offense, they're going to be way smarter than they were at day one. So, you know, they're not making the same mistakes that they did in the first day, and that's something that we have to get used to.
Getting warmed up out here and then having to move over to the bubble, does that kind of interrupt your rhythm?
No, not at all. Not me, you know, maybe for some guys, but I think day two, you know, it shouldn't interrupt your flow. You know, you should be ready to go regardless.
Wesley, I know you answered this, but ask you again about having to move inside as far as that. How does that change practice for you guys?
It really doesn't change too much. You know, it just, you know, it's a smaller group, so we're all on top of each other, and I think, you know, that just builds up the anticipation for practice.
Wesley, were you so focused you didn't even notice the lightning, or were you like, oh my God, there's lightning, I'm getting out of here?
Nah, I think everybody kind of noticed it, but, you know, we stepped out on the field, we're ready to practice in whatever condition it is. So, you know, when Coach told us to go in, we knew either we was going to have to wait or go over to the bubble.
What's it like to have a record attendance out here? Yesterday you guys broke for the media and fans. What's it like to have that many fans out here watching you guys?
Yeah, it's sad. It saddens us that we couldn't give the fans what they came out to see today by having to move in. But, you know, it's good to see that they support us, you know, day in and day out, and, you know, just continue to come behind us.
Woody, with DJ having to sit out those six games to start off, do you and some of the younger guys see this as a golden opportunity to kind of make hay?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, whether he was not sitting out, we all coming in here to compete for a starting spot, and I think that's something that everybody recognizes and everybody wants to do.
Was you looking at this as your best chance to prove that you should be never down player?
Without a doubt. You know, anytime I have an opportunity in front of me, I want to take it and run with it. So, you know, I just got to, you know, master the challenges that are in front of me and just go out every day and play like it's my last day.
How would you assess the defensive group at this point compared to last year? Is there a massive improvement? Just different change, different styles?
It's hard to say. You know, we got different players, but I can say this year, you know, we got guys that, you know, came in immediately and complimented us. So, you know, I guess that is a kind of a big change. You know, we got some guys that we added to the secondary that are, you know, ball hoggers and make plays, and some guys on the front, you know, that are playing amazing. And I think the biggest thing, we're healthy right now this time.
Plus, of course, you want to go out and hit people in pads tomorrow. But what do you think people will learn after finally getting into pads about defense right now? Coach Del Rio, what he's trying to plug in right now. What are you guys going to learn tomorrow?
It's going to learn, see who's men. You know, I think that's what the coach has been waiting on. You know, it's only so much you can judge about a team in shorts. You know, the real men come out in the past, and I think that's what our coaching staff and also our other teammates are waiting to see.
Let's see, the DBs talk about how playing against Manning makes them better and makes their game sharper. Is it the same with the linebackers?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, there's sometimes we're used to just standing there, and if we sit there, you know, he'll pick us apart. If we show a blitz too early, he's on top of it and makes a check. You know, usually that plays goes for a big game. So, you know, it's always helpful to have a quarterback like that. That's, you know, he's coaching us when we're out there playing.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Wes.